At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
What's happening, everybody? This is the official Lakers podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trudell. Super pumped to be here, flanked by Aaron Larstool. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
I think the Lakers will be a top 10 defense.
Can you call in your shot again? A team that has two stars, or two superstars in this case, as LeBron and AD, can sometimes cancel each other out. But I think they're both good candidates for MVP.
I really like the way that this team just feels to be around. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear message. It's two stars in LeBron and AD, and it's everybody else that's on board.
The relationship that is developing between those two off the court and on the court, their cohesiveness on the court, I think in this case, this is a special case that the two of them will enhance each other as opposed to taking away from each other.
Be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Paulie has a big surprise for me. I guess the team does. The Danettes have a big surprise for me coming up in about 9 minutes. Synchronize our watches here. 9 minutes from now. Big surprise. Is it a big surprise?
I actually think it is, yeah. I'm trying to downplay it lightly, but yeah, it is.
You want to give me a hint?
Nope, I do.
Anybody else want to give me? Oh, Princey would tell me what it actually is.
Yeah, keep my mouth completely closed.
That's not possible. Yes, Paul.
Todd almost spoiled it 3 hours ago before the show started. There was a person calling in to tell you about this surprise, and Todd almost told you the person calling in.
Alex Trebek.
That would be nice. We're trying. We are trying to get Alex on.
Mr.
Trebek.
Okay. That'd be nice. It's been a great week for Jeopardy. I watched a lot last night. You know, it's trying to get that rapid fire, the timing down is really the big thing. So when you're trying to buzz in, you can see these guys, and they think the harder you press, like that somehow is going to override somebody else. It's the timing of it. And a lot of people look at James Holzhauer and his strategy and how that changed Jeopardy. I got a glimpse of what strategy was when I was doing Sports Jeopardy. And we had one contestant, Vinny Varadarajan. I think he won 15 in a row. But what he would do is he would get a category, but he would go towards the bottom because he was trying to get the Daily Double. He didn't go, there was not like, this is my favorite category, let me go start here at 100 and then go to 200. He would go right to the bottom and he'd, you know, say whatever for 500 or whatever for 1,000. He was looking for the Daily Double so he could benefit off of that and make sure that he removed that from your possibility, your game plan. And James Holzhauer kind of turned Jeopardy on its ear with his strategy there. But a couple of years prior to that, this guy, Vinny, he was doing that with Sports Jeopardy. But got a chance to watch a lot of that last night, and that continues. Alex Trebek has been doing this, I think, 33 or 34 years now. And he did say, he hinted at, he knows what he's going to say when he steps down. And he said, I just want 30 seconds. I'm assuming Harry Friedman, who is the executive producer, will give Alex a little more time than that. Alex probably won't take more time than that because he's so used to being, you know, it's all about timing with that. How long can I, you know, talk to you when we do the interviewing part of this, when I say goodbye, like all of that stuff. So Alex will be buttoned up whenever that is, and I hope it's not anytime soon. But I wish him well with what he's going through with his pancreatic cancer. I did throw that out yesterday, last night, as I'm watching Jeopardy. Who would you rather replace, Bill Belichick or Alex Trebek, if you had to go into those jobs? And I would much rather try to follow Belichick if I had the qualities to go in to be a head coach than I would try to replace Alex Trebek. Because the loyalty with that show, with that audience, it might be unsurpassed because you tune in to see Alex Trebek in Jeopardy. Belichick will move on eventually and somebody else will come in there. And if they win, then, you know, you'll be able to get that transitional moment you'll be able to get to. I don't know who you would bring in for Alex Trebek. And as strange as this may sound, I think Tony Reale of Around the Horn would be an interesting choice because it's a younger, a lot of energy, very bright, and charismatic, and I think that he would be somebody. Now, they may look at, you know, Anderson Cooper was somebody they talked about. We said Jim Parsons to the Big Bang Theory. But, you know, Tony Reale might be one of those guys that you could put in there, at least have him audition, and I think he might be somebody, because that's completely different with Alex. At Alex's age and style, and then Tony comes in, and maybe you make it a little younger, fresher, hipper. I don't know, but I don't envy the person who walks in there and takes over for him. And, you know, Wheel of Fortune.
The other one should have been a show.
It should have. There should be a Wheel of Punishment.
We tried. Didn't get greenlit.
Dang. Who would host Wheel of Punishment, though?
Regular human beings getting Wheel of Punishments for, like if your neighbor messes up your lawn, you go on with you and you get to spin the wheel.
But you get to make money, right?
Or you have, like, domestic punishments.
But there's like a couple of slots on there that you could win. You have to be able to win money, right? You have to, if you're going to Wheel of Punishment, you'd have to win some money before you got roughed up. Yes, John?
And the worse the punishment, I guess the more money you're eligible to win, I would think, the more you want to push the envelope and do something or put something on the wheel that's just way out of control. You should get rewarded financially for it.
I don't miss the Wheel of Punishment, but I miss the theme song for Wheel of Punishment. I just thought it was a great theme song, that music. But we haven't done Wheel of Punishment in a while. And I'm willing to do it.
For what purpose? What violation?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
If just random.
Yeah, just random. You know, just a slow day and you guys want to spin the Wheel of Punishment? I'd do it. Great music. Plus, if you start the TV show and you just hear that sort of laughter in there, and all of a sudden it just
Yes, dude.
And there are some people who bought this album, this Guar album, when they wrote an album around this time, like the German version of it or something, it has this on it. So people who like are out somewhere, I think it's either Germany or Italy, I'm not sure, but they have a song called Wheel of Punishment now that they sold.
Huge in Germany.
It's like maximum...
Wait, did they do Wheel of Punishment after they had done Wheel of Punishment for us?
No, they wrote this for us.
Yeah.
And then they, like, just like as a funny thing to do, they sent us the record. I don't know where it is here, but they put it on an album.
It's probably with
only
the Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, I love that theme music there, Wheel of Punishment. We also, we got rid of the Shower of Shame, too. That didn't make the trip over. Did we break the Shower of Shame?
I don't think it is OSHA approved after all the products that were in there.
All right, let's poll question, McLovin.
Who would you rather succeed, Bill Belichick or Alex Trebek? 64%, Bill Belichick. Trebek's too hard.
Okay. All right, so how do I introduce this surprise here, Paul?
Dan, joining us on the Dan Patrick Show now is a gentleman we know named Dave Gorin. He is the executive director of the National Sports Media Association, and he wants to talk to you.
Hey, Dave.
Dan, how are you this morning?
I don't know. It might depend on what you're going to tell me.
Well, you know, would it be Bill Belichick, Alex Trebek, or would you like to go into the NSMA Hall of Fame? There we go. Breaking news. Dan, congratulations. You have been voted into our Hall of Fame.
Wow.
For induction this June. So congratulations.
Wow. That's quite an honor. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
You're very welcome.
Would you explain what the Hall of Fame is all about for our audience and where it's where it's located?
Sure. We're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It started in Salisbury, North Carolina. We are in our 61st year of honoring sportscasters and sports writers for excellence. You join a long list of more than 100 legends in sportscasting and sports writing. The release on this is coming out Monday, so you're the first one to know, at least live on the radio and TV, that you're going in.
Oh, wow.
But and we also try to blaze a path for college students and young professionals to connect them, because like it or not, they're all going to take our jobs one day.
My only question is, why did it take so long, Dave? That's probably...
Well, that was my question too, but I don't get a vote. I just run the organization, so our more than 600 members all across the country vote every year, as you know, because you're a member.
Yeah.
And they finally woke up, I think, is the bottom line.
Who went in before me that I might be upset about?
You want to get me in trouble now?
No, I don't.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dave, I don't do well with speeches. You know that. Can I tape a speech but still be there and you play it?
We could do that. Yeah. I thought your speech last time you won the
national. Oh my God! No.
Was really good.
Oh no, it was horrible. I'm a puddle. I'm a puddle when I go up there. I'm a mess when I go up there, Dave.
Well, I want to know who's going to introduce you, because you have to pick somebody to present you for induction. I think you should have all four of the Dennettes do it.
No, I need somebody professional.
Well.
All right, I'll give that some thought. Is there an open bar, Dave, is really what the Danettes want to know.
For them, perhaps. I think we could probably arrange that.
It's great, Dave. Thank you. I actually, there was a long time when I didn't want to win awards because I do horribly when I'm up there in front of people. You'd think somebody's handed out a Super Bowl trophy a couple of times would be okay in front of people. It's when I have to talk about myself in front of people that I'm a mess. So
maybe we'll just we'll bring the whole man cave to Winston-Salem and we can do it from there. How about that?
Oh man! All right, now I'm going to be grinding about this now for the next 5 months. But it is a great honor.
Fun.
Yes, yes, Paulie.
Dan, some of the other gentlemen and women in the Hall of Fame: Doc Emmerich, Bob Lee, Peter King, Tony Kornheiser, Frank Gifford, Chris Berman, David Halberstam, Anana, Bill Raftery, Dick Schaap, Marv Albert, Bob Uecker, Brent Musburger, John Madden, on and on and on.
That's awesome. Dave, thank you. Thank you. And I know you've been a big fan of the show and listen or watch when you can, and I appreciate that. But thank you for calling in.
Dan, my pleasure. I look forward to talking to you more. And don't grind. Don't grind about it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
Gosh. All right. Thank you, Dave. Dave Gorin heads up the Sports Writers Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Congratulations.
You know I'm going to be horrible up there on stage.
You are horrible in up to the point when you get on stage because you dread it.
You know what it is? I hated winning awards because it always meant that I spent more time away from my family. I was really good at my job because I made my job my first priority. I think that's what really beats me up because for some reason, it reminds me that I was working second shift and I worked on the weekend. Like, I wasn't around. And as strange as that sounds, I had mixed emotions if I would win something. And I'd be like, yep. Yeah, you weren't at home. You were at work. Yeah, boy.
Dan, that's really the reason why the four of us, the Danettes, don't win awards. We choose not to because we care about our family based upon what you taught us. We choose not to win.
We're going to win the Sports Emmy this year?
Yeah, we're going to win it.
We're going to win it?
Yep.
Gosh, there's a long list of people that we won't thank, though. Right?
I'm putting it together.
Yeah.
It's growing every day.
Yeah, it is. Yesterday. McLovin.
So who's coming down on the private plane this time? Last year I sat next to Casas, I believe.
Well, no, we didn't sit anywhere near Mr. Casas.
Well, he had to go to the bathroom right next to where I was sitting, so I was kind of...
I know, I felt bad that Bob had to cut through the four Danettes to go back to use. But that was when Mark Lazarus and NBC, when I was working with them, they got the NBC jet and we flew down. So I said, can the Danettes go? It's like, oh, we got on. It's like our gang just got on a private plane.
Definitely, there are a few things more surreal than sitting on this massive private plane owned by a huge network. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out if I could take these Reese's peanut butter cups without getting in trouble. And all of a sudden, Bob Costas pokes his head through and is like, who let these idiots in? And then left. And you're like, what, dude? Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah.
They needed a bigger buffer between our section and your section with management and Mr. Casas.
Well, there wasn't, like, first class and coach. So it was sort of business class and coach. It was business coach. Yes, Todd.
And Casas hesitantly asked me if I had used the restroom before he went in there. That was an awkward moment, too. I don't know why he was asking me that.
No, it would have been even more awkward if he did go in after you had been in there.
I would have given him a heads up.
Yeah, you would. Yes, McLovin.
My favorite moment, the last time we were down there for the award ceremony, do you guys remember at the I think Paulie does say, hey, I'm Tim. That was my favorite slide. Tim? Hey, it's Tim Kawakami. I was just on last week. he walks up to our table and goes, hey, it's Tim. I thought actually the guest caller was going to be Tim Kawakami to talk about.
I didn't know, but we would have Tim Kawakami on San Jose Mercury News. You know, something goes on in the Bay Area. We would always, you know, Fritzy would go, you want to call Tim Kawakami? So we would have him on. I don't think I'd ever met Tim Kawakami. And then all of a sudden, he walks up to the Danettes. Hey, it's Tim. Tim who? Tim Kawakami. Hey, Tim. Yeah, Paul.
And that brings us back to maybe McLovin's best joke in show history. We were going around the room, who would be the last guest in the show? And I think I said Charles Barkley, and Seton may have said John Smoltz. And McLovin goes, how about Tim Kawakami? We can cover Stanford football, maybe get a little Oakland Raiders about moving.
There's like 12 teams out there when you think about it. San Jose Sharks. You go on and on.
It's so versatile.
Well, people ask me, who's your favorite guest? And then they'll ask me, who's going to be your final guest? And I don't have an answer for either one of those. Because the best guest that you'll ever find on a show is a guest that keeps you in your car, that you want to continue to hear. They're telling you something that's entertaining that you haven't heard before. So that can be anybody from Reggie Miller to Charles Barkley, when Will Ferrell is on or Bryan Cranston's on. I mean, there's so many people who've been on this show, and that person who has that ability, that entertainment value, that you stay in your car because it's that compelling. That's the best guest you can have. Yes, Todd.
I couldn't say it anybody myself.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Right. Maybe he should introduce you for this award.
Oh, no. You know, we were talking about those Hall of Fame speeches.
It's about playing me off. I didn't even win the award.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Now, although, who was going to... If we were up for the Sports Emmy the last 2 years for Best Daily TV Show.
We had Seton in place to...
Was Seton going to be...
I think so.
Okay, because I wasn't sure... We designated somebody was going to go up there because I wasn't going to give the speech. Because I... You guys are as instrumental in making this a great show as I am. So I just thought, you guys want to get up there. I think I don't know if we knew who we were going to have accepting. We did know that we all voted that you couldn't go up there, Todd.
Yes, because they start blinking the lights. Yeah. Like that's just not good. The whole show is over and you didn't even get your award yet.
Yes.
I think it ended up in my hands.
Okay.
But I don't know if this was the first time we were nominated for an Emmy or the second time.
There's been so many nominations.
I'm not sure which one this was. It probably was the second one. Might have been the first. But I had said to Paul before we got there, like, dude, why you should take this. Like, I just feel like it's his place to speak on our behalf in that moment. I think he's earned it.
Either that or Seton was three beers in and thought he was going to get loose in turn four and hand it off.
Or I probably wasn't three beers in because then I would have been like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Go! Let's roll!
Yeah. All right. When we get nominated this year, Paulie, if we win, then you can go up and give the acceptance.
Sounds fun.
All right.
And by the way, on the last show, we were discussing this over here. If we have a last show someday, which we will, there's certain people that are musts, I think, that, you know.
Well, let's take a break here.
Okay.
Let me take a break here. We'll come back, get some phone calls. Also, this is really fascinating, what I'm watching or reading here. Let me see if I can give. So there's something that has to do with Matt Rhule's contract in Carolina and how the rest of the NFL, the owners, are not happy about this at all. Have that for you coming up here. Your phone calls 19 after the hour. This is the award-winning Dan Patrick Show.
It's the greatest time of the year in sports. NFL, college football, MLB, NBA, and NHL. What else can a sports fan ask for? All the action you want is every day at one place and one place only. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. Use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on all this incredible action at BetOnline.ag. That's BetOnline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Oh, we were just reminiscing of all the dumb things we've done on this show, and then Paulie goes, and that's how you get nominated for the Hall of Fame.
Nut shots and trophies.
Yes.
That's what we do.
If you look at the goofy stuff we've done, so the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association, so that's the ultimate, you know, in our business, if you get honored by them. I've been lucky to be the Sportscaster of the Year twice. You know, the Marconi Award is the best radio host in America, and we've won that twice. And to go into the Hall of Fame, but we always think about, gosh, if people only knew, or do these people know, like, what else we do on this show with some of the silly stuff? Do I get a video that I can present when I go there?
You're going.
Well, no. A video of showing what we do on this show, like all the goofy stuff.
Oh, we could edit it? Yeah, we could edit it.
I don't know. And does this eliminate me? I can't be the Sportscaster of the Year now because now I'm in the Hall of Fame? And I'd like to be referred to as Hall of Famer from now on.
Sir? You should.
Yeah. Sir?
No, just, hey, Famer. Hey, Famer. Yes, Tom.
Why couldn't you double dip on multiple awards? I don't understand why one has anything to do with the other.
I'd like to. I mean, I'm still competing with the – I said to Paulie, Paulie came over and shook my hand. And I think you've shaken my hand how many times in since we've known each other?
Probably a dozen.
Oh, you think that many?
Yeah, because when you congratulate a fellow on something like this, you look him in the eye and you shake his hand.
Okay.
Or you give him a hug.
Or a little dap.
Yeah.
All right. But
no dap. No dap for not a big congratulation.
But no hug from you.
No, because it's not emotional. I expect you to get this Hall of Fame at some point.
Yeah. Well, that was nice. Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, I think I'm more of a hugger. I like a handshake, but I don't mind a good hug.
Well, that's kind of odd because I didn't get anything from the other Danettes. It's just Paulie walked over and gave me a handshake. And I walked
I'm sick,
over.
By the way.
Huh?
I'm a little sick.
Oh, you are?
So I was going to go over there, but giving you bronchitis was not appropriate.
And I don't think we've ever done a bro hug before, have we, McLovin?
Yeah, sure we have.
We have?
Bro hug is the handshake. We've done like hugs.
Have we?
Sure. I'll give you one right now if we all come over there and hug you if you'd like.
Yeah.
Now we can't. Now it's awkward. But
yeah, I don't want it now.
I didn't know that it was a post-phone call hug-worthy moment.
Well, no, handshake.
Yeah, handshake would have been nice. I thought that when you ran into your office there and hit away, that you were having a private moment.
I was wiping some tears away.
Right. I wanted to let you have that moment.
That didn't stop Paulie from walking over.
Well, no, nothing does.
Paulie goes, hey, Captain.
Hey, Captain.
Hey, sport.
And I said, it's Famer. Hey, Famer. Yes, McLovin.
We've been celebrating all morning, though. We've kind of known. Like, we had a little party.
Oh, you did? Well,
yeah.
That's nice.
We were excited about it a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like, yeah, we know.
And I will say that I could have done it without you.
Don't do your speech now.
Yeah, yeah. Instead, I could not have done it without these guys. No, I could have done it. I did do it without you guys.
A lot more fun this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strength in numbers. And I figure if you guys are on stage with me, you know, how long's the speech?
We're all four of us are going to look like Mike McCarthy, though, in our suits.
No,
so.
But that'll be – to have Fritzy in a suit and tie, that'll be great. Can you get that tuxedo that you had on when you were a little guy, that T-shirt that we made?
I could try to find some kind of recreation of that from the bar mitzvah picture.
Could you get a fro? Could you get, like, a wig and put that on?
That would be tremendous.
That would be great. That was very nice, though. Very nice surprise there. Yes, Sassino.
Well, so far now, the Twitter sphere is just abuzz with this. We've had a distillery offer to support the open bar for your party.
I like it.
Which is nice.
I like it.
Someone suggested maybe Ken Kettering should be the guy who introduces you since he set you on your path. Payback.
Ken Kettering.
Yeah.
He got the job in Dayton, Ohio, and I didn't.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame career.
Yes. But then the guy who told me I didn't get the job as the weekend anchor in Dayton took credit for me and my career because I didn't get the job at Channel 2 in Dayton, Ohio.
He didn't want to limit you. He knew you were bigger.
Yeah. He goes, I did Dan Patrick a favor by not giving that job in Dayton, Ohio. Oh, really? As I went to drown my sorrows that day? Yes, Tom.
Can they name a cream rinse after you at this point? Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Isn't that the next step?
Yeah. It's conditioner now. There's not cream rinse. It's conditioner, Todd. Maybe David Hill can
That would be the push.
Fox Sports. Your hair, it's too puffy. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. God. Okay, I saw this from Robert Klemko. Is he still Monday morning quarterback? McLovin, do you know?
I'm not sure.
I believe he is.
Okay, so Robert Klemko, NFL writer, just had a tweet. An NFC South coach on Carolina's 7-year, $60 million contract for first-time NFL head coach Matt Rhule. Is Klemko Washington Post?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. David Tepper just drove the price of pork up, and I know the owners are PO'd. They're going to hurt him at the next league meetings. They might just shut him out of the room. Oh, come on. And by the way, why would an NFC South coach, now is this a head coach? Wouldn't you be happy about this? If you're successful, isn't this the measuring stick of the team and the coach you're going to be competing against in the NFC South? I could see if an owner said this, that, you know, David Tepper just, you know, drove up the price of a coach here in the NFL. I get that. Not a coach. What's a coach care? Yeah, Paul.
You may have a point, though, Klemko, that the owners now, when the shiny new head coach out of college is available, this is the new rate and the new length of the contract, which is even might be bigger. then that's a long commitment of cash. You know, if this guy flames out Matt Rhule or anybody in 3 years, you owe him a lot more than that. It's kind of like the contract Kirk Cousins got. Like, this guy got the biggest guaranteed contract. No offense, but at the time, Kirk Cousins wasn't the best player in the world.
But it's Josh McDaniels. Let's say he gets the Browns job. Does he go in and say, this is what I want?
Does he have negotiating
power?
He's
far more decorated than Matt Rhule is in the NFL.
But Matt Rhule had the Giants waiting the next day, who have a lot of money as well. I don't know if Josh McDaniels has another team because there are no more teams.
But Carolina offered him this. They didn't go, oh, we'll match the Giants' offer and give you more. He got the offer from Carolina, and then they went. His agent went to the Giants and said, hey, you interested in matching this? So it wasn't where they were bidding against each other. He got this. Yes, McLaughlin.
It's totally recency bias, but 3rd-and-1 against the Titans probably cost Josh McDaniels a ton of money. I mean, the offense looks so bad on Sunday. He can't possibly be a hot candidate right now, can he? I mean, he can't hold them over the flame.
Well, is Kevin Stefanski then, who's the offensive coordinator to the Vikings, if he's the other candidate, can he go in and command Matt Rhule money? And the answer is no.
But didn't
they had to spend $6 million to buy him out of Baylor?
I mean, but Matt Rhule probably had 20 teams who wanted him. I mean, a lot.
20 feels like a lot.
No, no, I'm just saying, like, there was a big market for Matt Rhule. He'd already turned
around the year. Last year, there was a market for him. And had he gotten to Baylor last year?
No, he's been at Baylor for 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. And look, he did a wonderful job in turning that program around because they were sort of like Penn State after the Sandusky scandal, or go back to SMU when they got the death penalty. You know, we thought Baylor was going to be damaged goods for a long time, and Matt Rhule did a great job. He did. Wonderful job, and by all accounts is very bright, and good players love him. Good talent evaluator, at least what I'm told. Yeah, Paul.
I don't think any of us is going to forget the long run of success Matt Rhule had at Baylor.
2 years is enough.
I mean, he did a great job.
He's like the coaching version, the one and done.
Right.
You know?
A little smock that he wears, his vest smock.
But doesn't he look like he's a miniature Matt Millen? Let's see what he looks like.
But he dresses like he's a guy holding the yard line sticks. He wears that mock vest thing over his thing. It looks like he's directing traffic.
And when I saw Mike McCarthy, I thought if Jack Black was ever going to play, like if they do the Mike McCarthy movie, Jack Black plays the younger version of Mike McCarthy. And they probably both look the same in a suit and tie. Not comfortable there. All righty. Sophie in Los Angeles would like to join us. Good morning, Sophie. How are you?
Hey, Famer. Congratulations
on
your big award. Does that mean you get to kind of put the Dan Patrick calendar in there when you go into the Hall of Fame? Is it like American sports where you get to take various things and showcase?
That's the one thing I want to take from my career, our Dan Patrick Show calendar. And put that in the time capsule.
Speaks for itself, Dan.
Thank you.
I usually call up with 30 good soccer seconds, but today I thought I'd call with 30 good royal seconds. I heard you guys talking earlier, and this is actually more of an earthquake back home than people think. A few years ago, the Queen stated that she had an annus horribilis when Princess Diana and Charles got divorced in her Christmas Day speech. But this has kind of broken the mold and protocol because they didn't even inform the Queen, Prince Charles, or William before they made this announcement. Yesterday they said they hadn't informed them at all, but it turned out they gave them a 10-minute warning. Taxpayers paid £2.4 million to remodel their home. Meghan's been given 91 pieces of jewelry worth millions. Harry's already worth $30 million. She's worth $5 million, so they're already financially independent. They're quitting royalty, but they also still want the trimmings, i.e. security for $1 million, travel for $1 million. And this is all happening on Kate's 38th birthday today, Dan. The future Queen of England is going to have some birthday celebrations. So you and Meghan and Harry have kind of overshadowed things for her today on her birthday.
But can you quit the royals? They keep saying they're stepping back from – you're not stepping down, you step back. What exactly does that mean?
I think it's the first step in them being polite by saying, eventually we're going to be quitting. They have grand ideas of putting together their own charity work. They put a website together while they were in Canada for 6 weeks, which launched, and again, the royal family didn't know about that. They have some lofty ideas when it comes to the environment, especially Harry. And also, I think that she really wanted to divide her time between North America and the UK. But I think the toughest thing is she knew what she was getting into. And I think sometimes a lot with fame and celebrity, when you hear people complaining, I think the toughest pill for the British public to swallow is they embraced her. They were given this dream wedding. You know, the Queen kind of broke royal protocol with some of the things that happened at the wedding. They really welcomed Meghan, and the difference is that really the royal family hasn't seen over the years. So it's a huge slap in the face, which eventually will probably lead to them. And some are saying that maybe they'll be stripped of their titles before they even get the opportunity to take a step back completely.
Thank you, Sophie. Always great for an update from you. We appreciate that. You know, you usually have to give a 2-week notice, you know. Like, I had to give a 2-week notice when I left a job.
Royal family does?
Yeah, I would think you got to put in a 2-week notice there.
You don't want to burn your London bridges.
Oh,
nice. Take that, Todd. Take that, Todd.
That was well done. I will take a step back on that one.
Thank you, Todd. How about you step down?
I step down. I'll do that. That's what Stephen said. I was rooting for that for a while.
Step down. All right, last show guest. Paulie, you said you had a list of last show guests.
We chatted about this. I think there's some mandatory people off the top of our head. Reggie Miller is not even a guest. He's a family member.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley has always been there for us, mm-hmm. hundreds of times. Then you have people like Al Michaels.
What if we didn't have any guests?
I think a lot of people would tune out. Just kidding. No, Al Michaels, I think.
No, I don't know. I'd have to think about that years down the road. I would rather play clips. I'd rather spend that morning with you guys and maybe not, you know, reminisce with somebody else where you just have clips where our favorite moments for the
So the guests on the second to last yes, show, Reggie Miller, yeah. Al Michaels, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe John Smoltz.
Will Ferrell, been there for Adam
well.
Sandler.
Yep.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Chrissy Teigen, maybe, because Chrissy got famous. You know, we're not on her level anymore.
Got too big.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we can get her back on.
Yeah. My text messages go unanswered, yeah. Chrissy Teigen. I put her in my phone under Model T because of Teigen and she's a model. What do you think of that, Todd?
I like it a lot. We used to be able to contact her directly. Now there's a person who wants to contact another person.
I know.
We'll get back to you in a few weeks, maybe.
We do that, though. We take somebody, we grow them, and then they fly away, never to be heard from again on our show. Yes, Teigen.
What if Cheryl Teagues is like, why does this guy keep asking me to come on a sports show?
The Model T is for Cheryl Teagues. I see what you did.
With that.
Yes. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. Gary in Nevada joins us. Hi, Gary. What do you have for me?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, real quick question. I know you were talking about Alex Rebecca, and I was just wondering, I know you've done game shows before, and I was just wondering who's career would you rather have, Alex Trebek's, Bob Barker's, or Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game?
Oh, there's no doubt to this. It's the easy answer is Alex Trebek. Although those guys did it well, Gene Rayburn, Wink Martindale. I mean, there are so many of those great game show hosts, but no, it's Alex Trebek. And thanks for the phone call, because it's not gimmicky. Like some of that, you have to kind of put on a face when you go in there. And maybe be somebody different than you really are. With Jeopardy, that's who Alex is. Like, when you're around him, you feel like you're doing a game of Jeopardy. So that one, and it's classy, it's well done, great people there who make that show possible. So, yeah, it would be Alex Trebek. Mike in Los Angeles. Hi, Mike. What do you have for me?
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance. It gives me great pleasure to introduce this next Hall of Fame inductee. And although he's never held an azalea, he does possess a rather flowery stench.
Thank you, Mike.
That's the West signal from a boat?
I think it's a distress signal there.
Well, save that guy.
Yeah, the distressing part of that was his Jim Nance impersonation.
It actually sends out in Morse code. Yeah. He's talking in real time.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
Usually it's one or the other. You talk or you do the Morse code. Right? I don't really understand the simultaneous. It's distracting
to
me.
Don't we? We do this in August at the Masters. We don't do it now. Hello, friends. Let's take a break here.
That was odd just now.
What?
It was odd just now.
It was.
I don't know. His boat's thinking. I hope it's not capsizing.
But I warned the audience to start the show today. We're going to go off the rails here.
Dave Gorin just called back and said he's rethinking things.
Yeah, they're going to take me out of the Hall of Fame.
He meant you've been nominated. There's like 50 others up there.
I'm okay with that. Just to get nominated for the Hall of Fame is an honor. All right, we'll take a break. Close up shop after this.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is the way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Let me see. What do you have for me, McLovin? You got NFL news?
Yes. You were worried about Freddie Kitchens.
Yes, I was.
He got fired by the Browns. Apparently, he's expected to join Joe Judge's staff in New York with the Giants because they work together at Mississippi State.
Huh. Okay.
It's so funny. Like, the Giants are supposed to be this buttoned-up franchise. I don't know. Freddie Kitchens joining there?
Is he offensive coordinator?
Is he quarterback's coach? Running back's coach, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. And he's better served in that position, in my opinion. Here's a question for you. More shocking. Andrew Luck bails on the Colts. Prince Harry bails on the royal family.
Two of the bigger stories of the year.
What's more surprising? Well, we're going to say Andrew Luck because in our world, that's more surprising. We're not really fully comprehending what Prince Harry and...
Well, we didn't see Andrew Luck coming. He was getting better. He seemed like he was getting healthier.
No, that one surprised me.
Harry's been laying the groundwork for years.
Yeah, and then she's been... It felt like, you know, that does she get along with Kate? Does she really want to stay in that spotlight? I don't know. Feels like she'd like to get out. And look, Harry's been on scholarship for a long time. Like, what a great gig to be Prince Harry. To be called Prince, and you're Harry, and you know that you don't have to do any of that stuff, like the heavy lifting stuff. You just show up, have fun, have a couple of drinks, and, go about your way.
He's like the reverse Mo Vaughn. Remember, didn't Mo Vaughn, or was Bobby Bonilla? He got paid for the Mets for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's like the reverse. Yeah, he's been on full scholarship.
Yeah, see.
But what happens when Prince Harry just becomes Harry? Oh, hey, Harry.
Yeah.
Prince Harry sounds like, oh, yeah, that's the guy all of a sudden Meghan's going to be like, oh, hey, Harry?
Like, I would take the name Harry if you put Prince in front of it.
No offense to the Harrys of the world.
Yeah, well, maybe there is offense. But if you say I'm Prince Harry, okay. But if I'm just Harry.
Hey, Harry.
Hey. No, doesn't have any charm.
Harry just sounds like your neighbor that you see shoveling his sidewalk.
Harry,
how are you doing? But oh, that's Prince Harry.
How's Meg's doing? Tell Meg's to said hello. Watched her in a rerun of Suits the other day. Yes, Tom.
Makes me think of that Jonah Hill line where he goes, you see Harry Potter? He's gotten old. He looks like Harold Potter.
That was in Funny People?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Todd, you should stick to telling other people's jokes.
Whoa!
That's pretty good.
You know what?
Whoa!
You know what? He's got something.
No, that's pretty good. Phil in Indianapolis. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Dan, always a pleasure. You're a class act. I really appreciate it. Wanted to just make a comment on your last show. When Johnny Carson went out, the second to the last show, he had Robin Williams, Bette Midler, and Billy Crystal. And then his last show, very last show, was just him with Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen just doing old clips. So I thought that might be a good formula for you guys.
Yeah, and Letterman did the same thing. Thank you, Phil. We're a long way away. Of our last show. I just want to let people know that we are moving on from our relationship with AT&T, but the radio show will continue. Nothing changes. We'll have a new TV home down the road. Promise. But we're in this morbid feeling of, hey, in our last show. No, I don't want to. We got a long time before we get to that last show. At least six weeks.
Yeah. We're like a middle-aged guy who had a scare. Yeah. It's like he's resetting his life.
Yeah.
He was just in the emergency room a couple days ago. Now he's out buying a Porsche.
Yeah, but we're good. We are good. Love the direction the show is headed in. Never been more excited about it. And we'll have a new TV partner. And hopefully this show is, it will be. It'll be bigger and better.
It was like a heart murmur. It wasn't like no one passed out or anything. No one had a stroke.
Are you okay about this, Todd? You're good, right?
I am.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Well, I don't know.
No, that's not.
That's not.
Oh, man.
I worry. I stress out. That's my thing. I get angst. I like everything always as is.
I know, but it's okay. I told you it was going to be okay.
But change can be a very
big positive. I told you it was going to be okay. All right? And I mean that.
Quick question. Do you know where I get my pens now?
Yeah.
I am concerned about
surprise. You did have – okay, AT&T.
I think I asked some valid questions.
AT&T owned our show, and then they're not in this business, not going to be in this business any longer after the Super Bowl. And Todd and I had a long conversation the other day because I just wanted to know if he had concerns. And
I came across very selfish. Everyone was worried about the future content of the show, and all I seemed concerned about was 401ks and pensions.
Todd wanted to know
disability.
Who's booking his travel? And I go, no.
Did he get reimbursed with flights and hotels? There's a lot of little details. Someone's got to ask the question.
Just in case I get a chipwich at the airport, I want to know who I send that receipt to.
That's like $249 now.
I know.
And at the airport, it's probably $6.
And I'm looking at Todd. I'm going, you can't be asking these questions here. Like, you know, I want everybody to be comfortable and survival and take care of your family.
Who's writing the checks? Who's going to match my, you know,
Todd asked me about his 401k, and I go, dude, I don't care about your 401k right now.
These companies, they match it. You know, you put a certain amount of money aside. You know, you got, you know, disability, all kinds of things today with the big
God,
corporate.
Are you a beauty. This day in sports history. Stressful.
I may wave it and go back.
Forget it.
Got a kid going to a very expensive college.
Oh, I know.
I need answers.
I know. Todd goes, I got a son going to college. I go, oh, you're okay.
Syracuse bill is going to kill me.
Oh. Yes.
You know what we learned today? You're a Hall of Famer, Dan.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Famer. What we learned brought to you by LegalZoom. Go to LegalZoom.com today. Enter the promo code Patrick at checkout for special savings. That's LegalZoom.com, promo code Patrick. Thanks for joining us. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
There are things that should not be. Copycat killers. They exist. Those who are compelled to turn bloody fiction into a real-life horror story.
He was inspired by the Joker.
They do it because the acts give them power and control.
The life is to kill.
Life imitates art. And unfortunately, so does death.
Reeled and Podcast One, who brought you Murder Made Me Famous, comes the next great true crime podcast, Copycat Killers. Join host Dr. J. Buzz Von Ornsteiner as he analyzes true crimes based on Hollywood hits. New episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.